FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. It's May 22nd, 2017. You should believe the year's almost half over. I don't know where it's gone. The markets certainly don't. Where it's going, well, interesting times ahead, that's for sure. You're probably aware that most millennials did not vote for Donald Trump, find him extremely distasteful, and generally despise him. All I have to do is ask my three millennial children and watch their expressions, although my oldest one has the good sense not to go too overboard. Well, let's try to figure out why this is happening. Where did it come from? And to do that, we've got Pavlina Osta. She's a New York City-based millennial commentator and radio person. She's been doing radio since you were 11, Pavlina. And we can talk about that CNN poll and other things. So welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you so much, Kerry. I appreciate you having me on.
All right, so millennials hate Trump, kind of like white on rice and all those other cliches. Why? I mean, he seems to have a prosperity message for the U.S. If millennials ever want to get out from underneath their staggering student loan debt burden, don't you think a prosperous country is what's required for it?
Yeah, Kerry. So I have been talking to all of my millennial friends about, Trump and everything, just because it's just what everyone talks about. It's like, it's always in the front page. It's like, it's just number one news for everyone. And from what I've gathered from all of these, all of my, friends and acquaintances and everything, is Trump is a racist and he's a bigot, and they don't like how he's too hard on the border and everything. They think that he hasn't created any jobs. They're worried about, female empowerment, how that has just been crushed. And if Clinton was in the office and everything, there would just be an overall like female empowerment and everything. But, with Trump being in office, that's just kind of gone. I know a lot of them are worried about the social issues that are not being addressed because, Trump's, worried about other things. He's currently, in Israel. So, I know a lot of, millennials, like I said, just really, don't like what he's doing right now.
Yeah. And are they rational in their condemnation of him, or are they over the top crazy like so many of the anti-Trumpers that you see all over the place?
Yeah. I really understand where they're coming from. Like, I understand being a Generation Z, I'm the, first couple years or whatever you want to think of being a Generation Z, and which is right after millennials. And I understand that they're worried about the environment. Coal mining is not great for the environment and everything. I understand where they're coming from with social issues of, women rights. I am a woman, especially in New York City, it's hard. And gay rights. I have a lot of friends who are in that LGBTQ community. And so I understand where they're coming from with it. But I also think, Donald Trump is our president. Like, I don't think that there was any kind of collusions going on, but he's our president. I think we should support him and just kind of accept what he's doing. And, obviously you can be a critic with everything, but since he is our president, we should support him. And I think a lot of millennials are just not willing to do that.
Yeah. So look, coal mining, tens of thousands of middle-class Americans lost their job because of Obama's, some might say, extra constitutional effort to destroy the industry. Is it right to destroy an industry and put all those people out of business, out of work, on the public dole? Is that the right way to approach the situation?
Right. Well, I think just because, they are obviously concerned about the environment and all that kind of things. And I know that it's not good for the environment to have all those coal mining jobs, but you also don't want to throw those people under the bus and be like, okay, well, since this isn't good for the environment, you guys are all out of a job. Like, that's just like so many people would be affected by that. I think it would be so much better if they could find some kind of green version or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, maybe they can find something more environmentally friendly for them, for those workers to do. So that way they're not hurting the environment, but they still like can keep their jobs and everything.
Right. Well, it's the technology, though, for clean coal, burning them in
Right.
Power plants has evolved a lot over the years. But policies, like, I don't know, I haven't seen Trump being anti-gay. Have you seen that?
No, personally, I don't think. I think maybe there are probably comments out there that he has made that could have been, against the gay community. But as far as, you know, see, what I have seen, I haven't seen any of it. I think it's just a lot of, he didn't gear towards them. He didn't really focus on them during the campaign and, like, during the elections and everything, whereas Clinton did. She was very, she really focused on the LGBT community, and whereas Trump didn't do that. So I think they felt kind of like excluded or whatever. Like, I don't know what they'd be feeling and everything. Although I do have a lot of friends, you know, just living in New York, I have a lot of friends that are a part of the LGBTQ community, and they love Trump. They love what he's doing. They love how, you know, dedicated he is to what he's doing currently. And I think it's just kind of interesting how a majority don't like him, but then there are those few that that agree with a lot of his policies and agree with what he's currently doing with the country.
Yeah. So here's my question. Are the millennials free thinking? Did they come to these conclusions on their own? Or have they just kind of joined the anti-Trumpers without thinking about it because he's doesn't comport with their standards here? I mean, where is it coming from is what I'd like to understand, where their animus is.
Yeah. No, definitely. And I think this is always so interesting just because there is very clearly a media bias with everything that's going on. There's very clearly, you know, that bias that's happening. And I think a lot of millennials are really only going to CNN. They're only going to MSNBC, or they're only going to certain news sources. And obviously, when you go to those news sources, you're going to hear things against Trump. And like, when you hear those kind of things, you're going to obviously think, oh, he's doing all these things wrong. Like, this could be changing. Oh, did you hear he said this? Did you see what he did with Comey? Like, so I think, you know, with that media bias, either millennials, A, don't trust the media, or B, that's just like where they get all their sources from. So like, when you're seeing that and you're hearing that constantly, it's going to form, you know, how you think about Trump and everything. But then it's also, I think, a big deal is, you know, millennials grew up on social media. They grew up on, looking up to all of these celebrities and everything. And there are so many people in like the Hollywood community that are so anti-Trump. And they are just like, everything is never Trump, never Trump, never Trump. And having, you know, your favorite actress or your favorite singer or whatever they may be that anti-Trump and being that like political in everything that they do, I think that also has a big effect on how they view Trump and, you know, their way of thinking.
So they're not so much free thinkers here. They're really kind of low information voters, if you will, that haven't really come to this
position.
Yeah,
I talk to a lot of people just because I get my, you know, news sources and everything. I look everywhere. I want to know what this person's thinking, but I also want to know what Fox is thinking. I just want to know what everyone is kind of getting their facts from, I guess. And because I really hate how like everything is an opinion show. I really just kind of, can you just like tell me what's happening? I just think it's so interesting that I talked to some of my friends. And I'm like, well, that's not really what happened. Like, I was talking to, someone I go to school with, actually, and he was saying that, like, oh, well, Trump's never created, like, any jobs or anything. And I was like, oh, did you forget about Ford? Like, it's just so many things where they care about jobs, and they're like, oh, well, Trump hasn't done anything with that. I'm like, well, actually, he's created a lot of jobs. Like, it's just, it's very interesting how they choose to not remember certain things that have happened, or maybe it's just like they didn't see it because they are only on those liberal sites. So I think definitely there's a lot of uninformed people. And the study that we were talking about with the CNN study, it has so many millennials. Like I think it was saying like 63% of African Americans, 67% of Asian Americans, like 50, like very high percentages of these millennials think that the country's on like the wrong track. So I don't know where they could be getting some of their information or, you know, all those kind of things. But I think that definitely has a big role in it.
Yeah. Well, it's fascinating to see how whole generations kind of move in lockstep. You know, I think Trump in many regards has not gotten a fair shake from them. and they've been out to impeach him from the moment he stepped into the White House.
Yeah, I noticed, or I saw some kind of, I have like every app on my phone, so I get like everyone's notifications, and I saw some kind of Huffington Post article on how Trump's going to be impeached in like the next couple months or something like that, but then
well,
I was also talking to some of my friends that are very, you know, liberal and everything, and they were just like, well, if Trump's impeached, then we're stuck with Pence. How is that any better? So I'm just kind of like, yeah, well, what are you guys getting at? Like, what do you, you know, where is like, if he's impeached, how is that better for you guys? So it's kind of interesting how much they want to impeach him, but then they're still going to have Pence, who's very conservative. And I know a lot of, you know, my friends are very concerned about Planned Parenthood and all the services they provide. And with Pence, I think, you know, that'd be kind of out the window, maybe.
Oh, for sure.
Because, you know, of his beliefs and everything. And I know they're concerned about that. So I'm not really sure why they're so adamant about getting rid of Trump.
Hey, make sure you really know what you want, because you just might get it, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So do you see hope for these people as they progress, or are they just going to stay this way for life here?
Well, you know, I'm very like patriotic. I'm very, you know, go American kind of thing. Like my dad came over from this, you know, he came over to this country about 30 years ago from Lebanon, you know, Christian or like Catholic coming over here. And he's very pro Trump. And so it's just really interesting, like with the whole immigration thing, like I see it as like my dad was an immigrant. You know what I mean? And he's been in this country and he's been an American citizen for over 30 years. So I hope that like they could, you know, come to support the president because Obama had so much support. And I do know, this is kind of like on another note, I do know a lot of them that voted for Clinton and everything really wanted Clinton in the White House, not only because she was a female president, not only because it'd be like history making and everything, but because we went from an African-American president to back to the standard white male president. And I know that really bothered a lot of people. Like they were just kind of like, oh gosh, we're going, it's just like, you know, 50 steps back when we were just starting to move forward. So I know that was a big thing for them. But I think, you know, even if it is, you know, Trump, white male, you know, we got it. But I think we should try to come to support the president and what he does and, you know, obviously still be very involved in politics and care about what's happening, but to also, you know, support our president.
Yeah, well, my feeling personally is I don't care whether you support him or not. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's up to you what you, your political beliefs, your views, etc. But do it based on facts that you have personally acquired on your own. Don't do it because Rosie O'Donnell says he's the Antichrist. You know?
Exactly. Yeah. See, that's why this Hollywood, you know, like when, and personally, I think I don't really like when, you know, a singer or an actor or an actress brings up political views. I'm like, I like to watch you in the movies. I don't really want to hear your political views right now. So that's always kind of bothered me. Like when, you know, music awards suddenly turn into, or like not even music awards. I don't know about those, but like just award ceremonies in general turn very political. I'm just kind of like, that's not why I'm watching.
The Grammy Awards were a travesty. You know,
was ridiculous. It was just like, okay, let's just roast Trump. Oh, here's your Grammy. Like, what's happening?
Yeah. Look, one of the things I teach is branding, right? Mm-hmm. Whether it's branding for your podcast, branding for your company. And the one thing you never do is mention anything that's going to alienate half your customers. Either way. So they're basically saying we don't care about the people, half the people who buy our records or whatever, downloads, MP3s. I'm a little dated here. And that's not a smart business move. So these people are really not very intelligent. Coming out with their views, it's not going to help their cause any.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I've always thought that was so interesting. Like, you know, I work on a conservative show here in New York City. And it's a lot of times people are like, oh, I'm not going to go see that movie anymore just because like I don't agree with their views. Well, that person shouldn't have brought up their views in the first place. Like that way there wouldn't be a problem with you going seeing their movie or going to their concert or maybe they're not performing in that state because of a certain thing. It's just like, I just think it's crazy how performers, you know, may it be actor kind of thing or singer or whatever, is getting their political views involved. And it's definitely affecting how millennials think about what's happening currently.
Yeah. And just because an influencer thinks a certain way, it seems like there's really a herd instinct. Hey, Pavelina, it's really fascinating speaking with you. I wish we had more time to get into more issues. People want to find out more about you, what you do. How did they connect?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Thank you so much for having me, by the way. Sure. You can go on to any of my social sites, may it be like Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. It's all at Pavlina Osta, which is PAVLINAOSTA. And all of my celebrity interviews are on my YouTube channel, which is just Pavlina Osta.
Excellent. Well, we really appreciate you coming on. It's refreshing. I mean, you started this at such a young age. You're still extremely young, at least from my perspective, and you've got great things ahead. Got a question for Pavlina, myself? Email me, KL at Carrie Lutz, Twitter feeds at Carrie Lutz, and the Facebook page, Financial Survival Network. Pavlina, thanks so much for joining us. We will definitely have you back on again soon.
Oh, great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.